Vikings offense, 4.5 yards per carry. Vikings defense keeps the passing attack of Detroit in check, but it was special teams that probably made the difference on Sunday. It was a pretty good day at the office for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was real proud of our guys. They played hard. They had a great week of practice, which I know Coach Fraser's preached that all year. The better you practice, the better you play. And they bought into our game plan, and they're getting better. The younger guys are starting to mature a little bit as special teams players, whether it's fundamentals, techniques, or just understanding the schemes and what we're trying to get accomplished.
Let's start with Percy Harvin. Opening kickoff of the game, 105 yards, takes it to the house for a touchdown. What happened on that play? Take us through it.
Well, we ran a right return, and we're doubling the R3. We wanted to punch a hole in their coverage on that side, and because they like to kick the ball left, we felt like they were going to squeeze over to our left, which they had shown that they had done, and they did it again. And we you know, squeezed everybody to our left and punched out, you know, doubled the R3, pinned the two, and kicked out the one and hit that seam. And Percy set it up perfectly. And if, like any good returner, if you don't have that set, okay, it's if you just start to run that way, they can get off the defense or the kickoff team will get off their blocks, work over the top, and cut you off. But because he set it up, they didn't know exactly where he was going. They have to respect his speed. And then, you know, he set it up and then allowed our blockers to get on their blocks.
So how does that impact the game then when the opening kickoff is returned for a touchdown, special teams-wise, kickoff return-wise? How does that change the rest of the game?
Well, I think for the first half, at least, it changes the momentum initially. And my biggest fear, obviously, you know, you go out there, you put the PAT team out there, put the field goal team out there, hit the PAT, and I didn't even watch it because I'm getting the kickoff team ready, and I see a lot of really tired guys. And we thought about taking a timeout right there just because we were rolling. There was no TV timeout. I'm hoping for a TV timeout. There wasn't. Those are the things that go through my mind. Let's not let that happen to us because Logan's a very, very good returner. So that was my biggest concern, and I told Blair we need a touchback here, buddy, and he came through for us.
Marcus Sherrills, he's a familiar face around here because he was a Gopher and he grew up in Rochester. He goes 77 yards to open our second half scoring. What happened on that play?
Well, we ran a middle return, and you know, we knew that Chris Cook could handle their one gunner, which he, you know, did a pretty good job of. That's Osgood, who came off late. He actually blocked him better on a couple other returns that we didn't get a chance to return because they were fair catches. But that one right there, the best decision Chris made was not blocking him in the back, where in the past we've had guys trying to make a play and end up pushing the guy in the back. And he actually let him go, which we teach, allow Marcus to make that man miss. Chris went and helped Audie Cole block his man, which solidified that seam. And once Marcus hit the seam, made another guy miss, and then he bounced it back out to the left and just had a caravan of guys. It was a well-blocked play and extremely good job by Marcus.
You know, Marcus is a guy that you and Chris have really developed over his couple seasons here. Is that gratifying to see him finally break off a return like that?
I'm so happy for him, and I'm happy for our guys. I really am. You know, obviously it was his birthday, and I didn't know that till after the game. One of the PR guys told me, you know, it was just, I was excited for him, excited for our team, because it was a huge boost and obviously a huge play in the game. It wasn't like we were down two scores or up two scores. It was a very tight game. It was 13-6, I believe, at the time, and it made it a two-score game. So I was real proud of him and his efforts and the guys that went out there and blocked for him. And, you know, and the guys believed all week we were going to get one.
Chris Cluey, I thought he had two really big moments in the game. The first one was at the end of the first half. He had a 52-yard punt that from, like, the R26 to the Detroit 22, and then a -1 yard return. And to me, that field position ended any chance that Detroit had of scoring going into the half and carrying some momentum. I thought that was a big moment for him.
You might have been in our meetings. That's what we talk about all the time. At the end of the half, we're going to end the half with that punt. You know, make them say, forget it. We're not going to do anything with the ball because we don't want to take a chance. The one at the end is the end of game punt. It's a win the game or a game winning punt. You say game winning field goal, game winning catch, game winning touchdown. This was a game-winning punt. It was over 5 second hang time. It was the best punt of the year, in my opinion, because with a minute 15 or whatever it was left, they have no timeouts. Marcus and Robert and Chris, of course, together pinned him on the 2 yard line. It's tough to go 98.
You know, and you guys practice the little minutia that people might not pay attention to. I mean, you practice downing balls inside the 10. There's a scenario where it pays off.
Yeah, we practice at least 4 reps, maybe 6 reps every week. We did it a ton in training camp. Coach White is our gunner's coach. He takes them and meets with them 20 minutes every week on Wednesdays, and so, you know, whether it's a returner, whether it's down and punt, so it's, you know, all the techniques. And when we have a walkthrough on Wednesday, it's a 5-minute walkthrough. I go over the rushes against our interior. Chris takes the gunners and how we're going to beat this team this week, and he talks about those rules and our rules and what we're looking for and how we down balls. And you know, just like you said, I mean, it came to fruition this week. It was a huge play for us.
Blair Walsh, our rookie kicker, having a great season. And kicking off, though, against Detroit, 5 touchbacks. Not many kickers have 5 touchbacks in a game. That really helps our defense. And like you said earlier, it gives the coverage guys a little bit of a break, too, if you can get a touchback because you don't have that pressure on having to cover it up. But we had 19 touchbacks last year, and I know that we probably had a different strategy on our kickoffs than we do this year, but we already have 12 this year. That's been a great part of what Blair's been able to do.
Yeah, and we knew that getting him. I mean, when we drafted him, we knew we were going to get a better kickoff guy than we've had because of his young youth and his leg strength. Where I'm real proud of him and the way he's developed as a field goal kicker. Now, I know he missed one the other day, and it was kind of a huge kick. And I think situational football, he understands what it meant to our team. It makes it a 3-score game with 10, 11 minutes to go. It may be over the way our defense was playing. So, you know, I was a little disappointed in that, but we're going to get that corrected this week. We've already watched the tape. We've already addressed it. I'm not going to harp on it. We're just going to move on. He's still 9 of 10, and he's made some big kicks, obviously, so far this year.
You know, one thing you said earlier in the preseason, Blair missed 3 kicks. What did he do after each of those kicks?
Made the next one.
Came back and make the next one. So that's the key for him, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we'll talk about this week and going forward. And I think with Cullen and Chris, there's a good battery there, and the chemistry is continuing to build. And that takes a long time for people that know. And I know you know that. You understand that relationship, that chemistry between those guys. So the longer they're together, the more they work, and we work them. And, you know, it's very important, all three of them, how good they work together. So that's going to continue to improve as the season goes on.
Well, you got to get back to work because Tennessee's coming to town. There's no break.
Yes, they are, and they're very, very good.
All right, go get them.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.